Hi, my name is Cynthia and I am Eliana's mom.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there?
My name is Edwin, I am Eliana's dad.
Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere?
Hi, my name is Eliana and this is my story. We are from Jessup, Maryland. I am 10 years old and I came to Johns Hopkins Children's Center when I was 8 because I had an aneurysm.
Have you ever felt like you could disappear?
My friend and I went in the pool. We were just playing around. I went to the bottom to swim. That's when I hit it. When I came back up, I was telling my friends, like, my head hurts.
Well, let that lonely feeling wash away.
Right away, she came out crying.
And then she starts screaming. We get to the hospital, and they're telling us that they're getting ready to transport. That's when they start mentioning Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
I ended up going to the helicopter with her. It wasn't no more than 10 minutes we get there. They did her scan, and there was some bleeding in between the skull and her brain.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found.
They said, we're gonna have to open her up. I got close to her ear and, you know, I just said, I love you. We said our goodbyes to her and she said, are you gonna be here? And I said, yeah, we're gonna be right here waiting for you.
When they were putting her under, and I just remember holding her hand. After we said goodbye to her, I was frozen, I was scared. I just felt like someone was holding me by the throat.
There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown. Every time you call out, you're a little less alone.
They let us know that we can see her, that everything had gone well. So we went into her room and she woke up and she didn't remember who we were.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found.
As a mother, you're willing to give your life for your children. For your child not to remember you. That's very hard.
That's something that I don't wish on anybody.
You will be found.
You will be found.
You will be found.
I got close to her and she just kept looking at me and she just put her hand up to my cheek. She's like, mommy, I think my heart came back to me.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found.
It was a blessing in disguise that she had the swimming incident, because if she had not, she wouldn't be here today.
It was a scary moment.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, when you're broken on the ground, you will be found.
God is there, and I definitely believe that miracles happen. I definitely believe there's somebody always walking with you, even if you can't see them. When she was in surgery, I knew somebody was with her.
To me, the hospital itself is a miracle.
Johns Hopkins is my second home, my second family.
There is no other place like Johns Hopkins.
Johns Hopkins gave our daughter back to us.
So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your hand and look around. You will be found.
At least I have a story to tell.